At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Have you ever seen one of these pillows that are long enough to go across the whole bed?
I don't know.
A little bolster? Well, say you did. Then you might say, that bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went
all the way.
Okay. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
All right. What about the one that's made out of patchwork?
Quilt.
All right. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor when you have a lot of comforters and the children want to sleep on?
We call it a panic.
Mm-hmm. If the soil is very, very, very good and rich for a growing crop, you say the soil is
fertilized.
Okay. Do you know what you call the flat lowland that's along a stream? And the stream floods up and gets it all wet and it comes back down again.
Do you know what do you call that?
Yeah, what the name for that kind of land is.
No.
All right.
What is it?
Bottomland or lowland. What about grassland? Just a big field of grass. Might have little wildflowers.
What is it called?
Mm-hmm.
Field, pasture, pasture.
Would you call it a meadow?
Meadow.
I suppose it was some land that had water standing in it for a long time and some alligators and stuff like that. What's that?
What alligators stay in? You mean?
Yes. A kind of land that it's just wet. It's got water standing in it, just high, big cypress trees growing out of it, and alligators and things like that swimming around it. There's one in Georgia, the Ojibwe Pinocchio.
What is it?
SWAMP?
Swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would a swamp have trees in it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't not in it, but yeah, I guess it could, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what very poor sandy soil is called? The name for it.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of loam?
No.
Okay. If men are getting water off the marshes, you might say they are.
Getting some water off of what?
Marshes or off the swamps. Doing something to the land so that it's able to grow. They're able to grow stuff on it. They have to.
No, I don't know. Drain.
Do you know what they call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water? It's really deep. It might only be this wide, but it might be 20 feet deep. And a little tiny stream has been running over the place for so long and it cuts it down farther and farther.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a ravine?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about if it's been raining for a while and the rain's cut a little channel across a dirt road or a field? Do you know what that'd be called?
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. Gully?
Gully.
Okay. What do you call a small stream of water? Might be in someone's backyard or something. Well, what are different kinds of water that flow?
A river, lake, ocean, and
what's like a river or smaller?
Oh, I can't think of the name of it. Stream?
Mm-hmm. What's the one that begins with C? C-R. C-R-E-E-K?
Creek.
Okay.